WhatsApp Wednesday.
Oh, yes, WhatsApp. We love WhatsApp. We've been talking about WhatsApp for the last couple of weeks. WhatsApp is the leading recruitment website in Egypt for targeting highly educated professional and top companies. And now they have more services than jobs, than like WhatsApp coaches to help job seekers develop their own careers. So WhatsApp is there for you for all of your employment needs. And right here in the studio, we have a special guest.
We do. And it's Amgid. Amgid Al-Sa'a.
Yes.
Sa'a.
Sa'a. Yes. Good morning, Amgid.
Good
Welcome.
Morning.
Welcome back to the show. Thank I know you. You've been here before. It's great to have yes. you on again.
Thank you so much.
Now, we've talked about a lot of things with our WhatsApp Wednesdays, yes. Including CV, I think, last week, and creating the perfect CV. Where do we go from here?
So right now, I'd like to congratulate all the listeners, or you know, all who are following us on, like, firstly nailing the right career by creating a career plan and evaluating the job, which we covered earlier, mm-hmm. and then on having a very good CV, which we covered, as you said, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to start here by talking about interviews.
The interviews, know? Okay.
Yeah, that's our topic for today because they're just steps. You got the career, CV is good. Now you have an interview. What should you do? You
know, panic, and. Cry.
Run.
No, not really. The thing is, there are the most important thing in order not to panic or be nervous before an interview is to prepare, you mm-hmm. know, in order to be more confident and less nervous. And it's it goes without saying that it's completely fine to be nervous at an interview or before an interview, because that's not the situation you go through every day, you know.
Yeah.
So in order to be less nervous,
the interview is expecting you to be nervous.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they expect a bit of nerves, so it's okay.
But there's a healthy amount of nerves.
And then there's the
unhealthy amount
yes,
of nerves.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Exactly. Yes. As long as we haven't crossed the line of freaking out.
That's yeah.
So yeah, in order not to be nervous, you need to be prepared. You know, preparation includes learning about the company, and not just from the About tab from the company's website. You know, some people they literally memorize the About tab from a company's website.
That's not going to impress.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
impressing. They should know more about the competitors of the company that they're interviewing at. They should know about the recent achievements of the company. They should know about the industry news, the industry leaders, in order to be, you know, all caught up. Not just that would show the difference between someone who knows all of that and someone who just memorized or only read the About tab about a company. You know?
Yeah, the company started off in the year 2008. No one has ever asked that question
no
ever,
one cares.
And no one cares. Absolutely,
no one cares. You know? Yeah, and the thing is. One of the other preparation steps is that you need to know, as an interviewee, you need to know who you're meeting at the interview.
Mm-hmm. Who the person is who's going to be interviewing
exactly.
you.
Exactly. You can
then go through their rubbish and trash and stuff and find out information about them?
Not to that level. No.
Wait outside their house at night?
No,
where they go?
No, not to that level. You just need to know their name in order to be able to know whether that interview is going to be technical or general. You know?
Right, okay.
Some fields, you have to ask that. Is it going to be a general interview, expecting the HR questions and stuff, or is it going to be technical? So do I need to study some technical things before coming? You know, am I going to be examined at them or something like that? You know, the most important.
How do you find that out, by the way?
In the phone interview, you can ask the interviewer on the phone interview. Okay, is this going to be a technical interview? Fine, the date and the location. Of course, you need to know them, of course. And then you can ask them simply, is this going to be a general interview or a technical interview?
Right, because sometimes when you get that call, everything goes out of your mind, doesn't it? It's like, oh, I've got a call. I don't know. You forget everything. So
you
just
forget the name of the person who's even calling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You come off the phone and you go, oh, I've got an interview. And people say, where? And I don't know.
Yeah.
So this
don't know is a big turnoff. If you're hunting many jobs at many locations and many companies, do not say that you don't know who's talking. For example, the company X is, it's Amgid from company X, and you applied. Did I?
Yeah.
Don't do that. You know,
you need
to keep track of your applications and so on. So one more thing in the preparation part, it's the rehearsal. It's very important to rehearse your answers, you know, and to record to yourself, actually, to check your pace and your tone, you know. And that's something that WhatsApp coaches come in handy, actually. What we do interview coaching on a one-on-one basis.
Okay.
Yeah, as one of our services. And we use the psychometric assessments to fix some tone and pace problems. Let me explain.
What is that?
Exactly. So some personality types, like introverts, people who charge their inner energy by being alone, versus extroverts, people who charge their energy by communicating with people, you know. So both types, for example, they have blind spots. So when we do the interview coaching, before we start simulating any interview or analyzing any interview performance, we need to make, or we actually do make, a personality assessment for the candidate who's being coached, in order to know their personality type and in order to work on the blind spots of the personality. So for example, if it's an introvert, they usually tend to give short answers. You know, if they are extroverted people, they tend to talk around the topic, and
I don't know people like that at all. I don't know anyone.
I'm looking
like that.
At Sally here. can you see her blind spots anywhere?
You're the only witness here.
So. Yeah, don't worry about Mark. The truth is, I have no blind spots.
I'm
perfect.
You're sitting too close to Sally. I think she'll love it.
Absolutely.
So that's the blind. So you make an assessment of the person's personality, yes, and whether they're introvert or extrovert. And then what do? You tell one of them to talk longer and one of them to talk less?
That's only one of the points that we talk about. We do a whole personality assessment. That's just one of the aspects, the introvert thing versus the extrovert thing. So if he or she were an extroverted person, we tell them, okay, so you're an extrovert. One of the blind spots for extroverted people, since they charge their inner energy by making conversation, so one of the blind spots is that they may talk too much, you know, or they may get around the topic, not getting strictly to the point, you know. And on the other hand, the introverted people, we tell them that, okay, so you're giving a very short answer. You need to follow certain techniques, and that's what we're going to talk about next, techniques of answering questions.
Okay, lovely stuff. And yes, as Amgen said, if you would like to ask a question about interviews or about anything really.
Yeah, perhaps you have an interview coming up. Listening.
And you want some advice on that, you can have that from Amgen here. Use him. Use him. He's here for us this morning. It is What's Up Wednesday.
And Sally with the best start to your day, the morning show. Woo! On Nile FM.
And we are here on What's Up Wednesdays with Amged. Good morning, Amged, once again.
Good morning.
And we're talking about interviews, and so far we've got everything set up for the interview.
Yes.
And we've done our preparation.
Yes.
What is next?
What's next is a no-brainer. It's some steps that you need to follow, like, while actually in the interview.
Okay, so this is, khalas, you've made it to the interview.
Yes, exactly.
What do you do then?
So, number one, you need to look good. That's a no-brainer, I know. Okay. But you need to look like one of them as well. So, for example, if the interview is at a startup, you should not show up in a suit.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just a turn off.
They're all, because they're all jeans and casual sort of.
You're not gonna fit in. You're gonna feel left out, and you don't want that. If it was in a small to medium enterprise or a multinational company, showing up with like jeans or shorts or sandals, that's not professional.
It's
not professional anyway to show up in sandals.
Right. Always a tie if you're a guy.
No.
If you're wearing a suit, would you wear a tie with a suit always, or
whatever makes you comfortable? Honestly.
As long as you look good, you smell good.
Yes,
it's completely fine.
Smell personal, good. Yeah, that's a
personal
good one.
Personal hygiene is an important one. Can we just put that out there?
It should smell like cigarettes. Absolutely. Yes. The other thing is that you should not be late.
Oh, yes.
It's an interview. So, like, that sends the wrong message. It's a major turnoff. It's a huge, huge turnoff. I cannot stress that enough. Mm-hmm. If people are late for an interview, and if people don't show up at all for interviews, people, like, they get...
You're pretty unlikely to get the job if you don't show up for the interview, aren't you?
You're not going to get the job.
And everybody in Cairo is struggling with traffic. So just saying, oh, there was really bad traffic is not an excuse, because they would expect you to factor that in already.
Exactly. You should actually have a quick run up to the place before, like, going to the actual interview.
Well, like a practice drive.
Run. Yes, exactly. Yes. Or a test drive. Yeah.
A test drive. Just drive there, like, hang around the offices and be like, okay.
Yes. Now the next thing is, when you're actually in the interview, like, the question started, the first most basic question in an interview is, tell me about yourself. Tell me more about yourself, or introduce yourself, whatever the wording is. You need to nail the first impression by using a technique in interviews called present, past, future. Now, when we do interview coaching and we ask this question as a simulation, you know, for the candidates that are being coached on the interview, We ask them, tell us about yourself. So they start by saying, my name is whatever. I graduated from X college. And they tell us their life stories.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that's not correct. You know, it's not efficient. You should start present, past, future. Present what you're doing right now, your current job. Mm-hmm. Past something recent related to the job that you're applying to. And future, your vision, your mission, what you are going to apply to, what you're going to apply.
What you want to do.
To the company. Exactly, what you want to do.
Yeah. Well, what you're going to apply to the company.
Yeah, future. To the company or to your own personal life, which is related to the company's goals. You know what I'm saying?
So why you want to be a part of this company's culture? You feel like you have something to offer, or that's they have good. Something to offer you?
Exactly. Okay. And this first
that's
question.
Good advice there.
Like,
good
advice. Like, when they say first impressions last, they actually do. Mm-hmm. First impressions do last. Like an interviewer might be turned off by like your lack of a good or a quality answer for the first question to introduce yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The next thing is that you can mention numbers, or actually you should mention numbers whatever possible or whenever possible.
What do you mean by numbers? Because that's not a strong point on my point. it just scared me a little bit.
Right, so for example, introduce yourself. My name is Amgad. I work for WASF as a WASF coach, and I coached more than 900 people in that. See?
So yeah. So it's like Donald Trump style, make up some numbers.
Yeah. Not make up numbers.
Billions.
But whenever it's applicable, whether it's in the first question or in any other question,
right.
Numbers are a very good justification to the skill or to the thing that you're saying in the interview. You know what I'm saying? There is another thing that I have to end up with here, which is the situational judgment questions. They sound heavy, but actually it's quite simple. Like when I tell me a situation where you fought with a colleague or a coworker, or you had a difference of opinion. You know. Yeah, so here we follow another technique, which is called STAR. Or you should actually follow another technique, which is called the STAR technique. It's quite simple. STAR stands for situation, task, action, and result.
Okay.
Right. So you start by saying the situation, what happened, and then you start by mentioning the task that was required of you in the situation. And then you say the action that you took and the result of it. You know, in that structured way. The most important thing that I can wrap all of these up here with is to be structured. You need to be your answer needs to be structured. Don't talk all over the place, you know.
Don't ramble.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Okay, give us an example then. So if an interviewer says to you, give me an example of when you've had a fought with a coworker or had a disagreement with a coworker, you would start with
A situation. I would say the situation itself. I would mention the situation.
I was in the kitchen.
What happened? Exactly, yes. Yeah. And then that task that was that happened after the situation.
And I found out that Mark ate my mini muffin.
I don't know if that happened for real or not.
And then what happens? Then what's the next
and then
one?
You say the
action.
The action, yes.
Yeah. So she hit me.
Yeah. Okay. No, so I said, hey, Mark, why'd you eat my mini muffin? You owe me a box of mini muffins now.
Yeah. And then the result.
The result is that.
I'm here looking for a job.
Of course, it shouldn't be that way. But
That we've made a bad example. But just stick to what Amgad told us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, these are really good techniques, Amgad. These are really good. What else you got for us?
For now, that's what you should do during the interview.
Right, okay.
So let's just recap it quickly.
Yeah, sure. You have to look good, dress like the people that are there. You know, when in Rome, do like the Romans.
Yeah.
Don't be late. Mm-hmm. No-brainer. Nail the first impression by using that present, past, future technique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And relate it to the company.
Exactly. And mention numbers, if applicable, you know, mm-hmm. whether mm-hmm. they are in the first question or in whatever question you're answering about.
Unless it's about how many times you've been fired.
Yeah. You don't want to say that. Exaggerated that.
Finally,
STAR technique in situational judgment questions, which are when the interviewer tells you, tell me about a situation where you, and then you know, he completes with whatever he wants to.
Okay, and then you got that. Yeah. Brilliant. Is it a good idea to lie? Can you lie or exaggerate a little bit in interviews? Because I guess we all kind of do a little bit.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
Because the job market, like, people know each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you lie at the current interview, you're and they actually know that you're a liar, you might get flagged.
Yeah. People say, I don't trust them and they're a liar, sort of thing.
So if you say that, you know, you had a really nice conversation with someone and you were able to work out your differences, and then the first thing that happens in the company, you punch someone.
you're going to get caught. You know? Yeah. You're going to get caught, yes.
Okay.
Well, get your questions coming in for I'm Good This Morning on interviews or anything that you've heard from our WhatsApp Wednesdays. You can get in touch, SMS1042. You can tweet at 9FM or get in touch on Facebook. It's WhatsApp Wednesday here at 9FM, and we will be getting to some of your questions in just a moment. We're joined by Amgid in the studio.
Yes, career coach from WhatsApp telling us all about how to interview and do it well. And so we've covered what to do before the interview, during the interview. Now the interview is over. What do we need to know, Amgid?
Right. The most important thing, or the most awkward point at an interview, is that the interviewer would ask the interviewee, do you have any questions for me?
Oh, I hate that question. I hate it when they say that.
Yeah, yeah.
It always takes you by surprise as well, even though you should know it's coming. Yeah.
Yes. So they might catch you off guard. So the thing is, it's better to have questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they should not be about the salary.
Yeah, I know.
Or the benefits. Or the vacation. You shouldn't. Like, when you have an offer, ask for that, you know?
Yeah.
But it's still the interview. So after the interview, when he asks or she asks you if you have any questions, you should.
Yeah.
You should have some questions about, for example, the expected achievements that the vacant role should have achieved by a year, you know, for a year from this point. You should ask about a certain marketing campaign that the company had, for example. Ask about the hiring process, most importantly, whether you're gonna receive a feedback or not. You're gonna know, how are you gonna know that you were accepted or declined?
Okay.
When are you gonna know? You know, do they call everyone or do they just call the accepted people? You know, these questions are important. You need to ask questions that show that you're interested in the job and interested in helping the company, you know, not just interesting for your own benefit. Like, we once had someone that it was a vacant position in our team, and he asked for the possibility of having a long weekend. Like, he said, I'm not kidding. He said, like, okay, so I have 21 days of vacation, so I'm going to merge the whole thing every Thursday. So I will be off every Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday, Friday,
this
Saturday.
Is before an offer has even
before
been made.
Before anything. It was the interview, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was asking about the possibility for that. You know?
Yeah.
And, of course, that's a major turnoff.
Of course.
It's like, doesn't work. Who do you think you are?
Exactly.
Sort of
So that's the first thing.
Yes, the first thing. The second thing is that you need to assess the challenges. Like, you're done, you're home. You need to assess the challenges that you found or the obstacles that you found at the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with yourself. You need to work on them. You can use a cheat sheet. We have on our WhatsApp blog, we have a very long, thorough blog about interviews. And at the end of it, you're going to find a cheat sheet that WhatsApp made that you can use before actually going to the interview to write your name, the company, the position, the sales pitch, or the skills that you're going to offer, or the expertise that you're going to mention in the interview. You're going to find all of that on WhatsApp blog, you know.
Okay. Cool. Awesome. So when you say assess, just sort of see where your weak points are, what can you do better the next time you have an interview?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Okay, brilliant. Well, we've got some questions here as well. And we'll give you, by the way, all the details of how to go and find the blog and all that kind of stuff in just a moment. Hello to Taufik this morning, who says, I'm asking about how to get the maximum benefit from job fairs and things like that, such as engineering job fairs.
Right.
How do you get the benefits from those?
You need to show up. You need to be dressed properly. Mm-hmm. You need to have a printed copy of your CV and apply to the jobs that you're only interested in, you know.
Right.
Or the positions that you're only interested in. Because some people, they act desperately because they want to work at certain companies. Say, for example, Company X, which is very reputable, is hiring. So they would apply for all the positions that the company is showing in the job fair. You know, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, like Bugs Bunny playing all the bases in the cartoon.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so that's
cool. The optimum way, yeah.
Okay.
Also, we have this question here from T2011. Hello to you. Can you share examples of good signs to look out for during an interview to help assess if it's going well? How do you know if an interview is going well, basically?
Okay. So, an interview is a conversation, you know.
Yeah.
So, if you can judge a conversation, whether it's going well or not, by noticing the body language of the interviewer, whether they are fidgeting or not, looking away, checking their phone or something, that means they're not interested and you need to change what you're doing, whether your pace, your answers, actually, you need to support with more numbers or whatever.
Right.
So if you can judge a normal conversation, whether it's going well or not, you can judge an interview if it's going well or not.
But at the same time, don't read too much into it.
Yeah, I guess you got to focus on what you're doing rather than
You also need to be more structured and focused on your thing. You know,
yeah.
Don't focus much on worrying about, oh, is he listening to me? Oh, is he? No, don't do that. Just be confident, calm, be pre-prepared, of course. That's going to help you a lot while you're answering.
Ati says, what kind of body language or body movements or emotions would turn the interviewer off during the interview? And wondering, like, you know, what is a good way to sit or to
good
be,
posture.
To where to put your arms, I guess, like that kind of thing.
Right. So, in a nutshell, you need to sit straight, you know. Don't fidget around. Don't check your phone in the interview. Don't check the clock.
Oh, my God,
wow.
Do you do that?
Yeah, we've seen a lot. Believe me.
And sometimes, I guess, it's a bit of a nervous tick for a lot of people.
It might be a reaction.
Take your phone out.
Excuse me, sorry, I just got like two Facebook notifications.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I'm sorry, I need to check that. You know? Yeah. No, you shouldn't do that. You should just be yourself, you know. Again, as we just said, be yourself. Focus on answering. Don't matter the small stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Don't bother about looking good or the body language or if the interviewer is concerned, is interested in the conversation. Focus more on what you're saying and he's going to be interested. Support it with achievements. It's the most important thing. Talk about achievements. Don't talk about your job role or your job responsibilities as points. You know, people know what the positions do, but they want to know what you did, what you added to the company, you know, the achievements that you made, if any, of course.
I suppose if you know what you're talking about as well, it automatically gives you confidence.
That's true.
Automatically.
That's true.
That's brilliant. Well, it's been great to have you on.
Thank you so much.
It's been lovely. We now know everything there is to know about CVs and job interviews and how to apply and where to go and all those kind of things. Now, if anybody has missed an episode or anything like that, or if they just need advice or they want to get on your blog, how do they do that?
So they could simply access the website, you know, they're going to find a tab for the blog, or access their own profiles on wazzaf.net, and they're going to find also the tab for the blog.
And if they want to get on board with the coaches, I've memorized this now, coaches.wazzaf.net.
That's true.
Yes!
And Wazzaf is spelled, Sally?
W-U-Z-Z-U-F.
Nailed it.
Yes.
There we go. Well, it's been fantastic to have you with us, Amgid.
Thank you.
We wish you luck, and we're sure that lots of people are going to come to you and not to get even more advice. Some great advice this morning. If you've just tuned in and you've missed it because there's been some really good tips for interviews, then keep checking back today because the interview will be online for you to listen to in its entirety.
Indeed. And of course, you can leave your questions if you didn't get a chance to ask Amgid a question. Leave your questions on our Facebook post on Nile FM's Facebook page, and someone from Wazzaf will get back to you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amgid.
Cheers. Thank you for being here.
Nile FM.